7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. Go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and, you know, I'm just that guy you happen to know. Because, you know, fate and familiarity are strange things. Strange bedfellows, to be certain. I'm sitting around, pouring tea. And what kind of tea am I drinking today? Well, I was going to start up on the Long Jing again, but then I decided to drink that other crazy, unknown, strange blend of green tea that I have. I don't even know what it is. That's pretty good, though. Delicious, delicious. Okay, here's what you need to know. It's about 6 or 7 degrees outside. That's 40 or 41, maybe 42 degrees for my American listeners. But it's windy and it's raining. Although it looks like the rain lets up every once in a while. I was trying to sneak out there, do something outside today, but yeah, that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So we're staying indoors to drink tea today. And that's fine. Because I'm having kind of a slow day. I'm having a slow start to my day. I got up a little bit late. And I got up a little bit late because I went to bed a little bit late. And I had to go to bed a little bit late because guess what was on TV? On the Super Ultra Classic Film Channel. Fellini Satyricon. Oh boy. And when Fellini Satyricon comes on, you gotta watch it. I think there's a law. Oh, and of course they can only play it in the middle of the night. And oh, so yeah, I had to watch that. And oh, it was so good, and I haven't seen it in so long. And I thought, why am I not living for this film? How has this gotten out of my consciousness? I can't even remember the last time I've seen this. Anyway, highly recommended if you like, well, if you don't know what it's all about, don't watch it. So anyway, I stayed up late, and that was fine. Even though I was already super tired. It was weird, because I didn't take a nap yesterday, because right after Dubious Goals Committee, I had to do a bunch of stuff. A bunch of stuff included, but was not limited to, fixing the hot water faucet valve on my bathtub. And so the emeritus came over, and, we hacked at that for a while. And got that all dealt with, and that was great. And then we had the brilliant idea of, hey, well, since we're replacing this washer on the hot water side, maybe we should do the same thing on the cold water side just in case. And then we couldn't take the damn cold water thing apart, and it was getting to be, I don't know, too much of a pain in the ass. So, well, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So, we got that all thrown back together. And now my bathtub is fixed, and my bathtub is happy about it. And so, that was great. And I did sit in my bathtub a little while last night. I was reading my book. I'm on the last chapter. Yeah, I'm on the last chapter of Through the Looking Glass. My Alice in Wonderland book by Lewis Carroll, a.k.a. Charles Lutwidge Dodgson. It's one of those special edition paperbacks that has both books. It's Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, all in one book, which I kind of like because, you know, that means I can read it for longer. The thicker the book is, the longer I can read it. So I'm finishing that up. And why did I have to bring that up? What was I going to say about Alice in Wonderland? Oh, I don't remember, but this tea is good. But the book itself, although it's awesome because it contains both books, there's some issues with it, namely the illustrations. Okay. One. The books that I have are the 30th printing off the oldest plates that ever printed ever, or they're at least, you know, maybe they're... This book is a reproduction of a reproduction of a reproduction of a reproduction, and the illustrations are engravings made from the drawings of John Tenniel. And so since these are like multi-generational copies, the detail in the illustrations is not so great. But, you know, I'm willing to forego that just to have, you know, the book. But the worst part of it is the illustration on the cover. For some reason, and that reason being it's a paperback. Oh, my cat just showed up. Hi, Peppa. Hello. Licking my shirt. Oh, is it delicious? Okay, you want to get in the kitty business pit? Get on the kitty banky? Here you go. All right, we got to take a break to assemble the kitty business pit, so I got to drape the blanket over my legs. There she goes, climbing in. Hi, look at this kitty. You're a good baby. So the cover of this book is a problem of details. Because somebody was hired to draw the picture, and somebody said, hey, draw this. Oh yeah, I know what that is. And then they did it wrong. First of all, it's a very amateurish illustration. It kind of looks like, hey, we need somebody to do this really cheap. Well, there's some college students we know that will do it for $20. Okay, yeah, get those guys. So it doesn't look like, yeah, you just have to see it. But the problem here... good tea. The problem here is that the artist was asked to draw an illustration of Chapter 7. Chapter 7 of Alice in Wonderland is the Mad Tea Party. And when most people think of Alice in Wonderland, they're only thinking of a couple things. And usually the number one thing is the tea party. This is when Alice shows up at the house of the March Hare. And the March Hare is having tea with the Mad Hatter and the Dormouse, who is really a wombat. And crazy hijinks ensue. It's my favorite chapter. It's my favorite anything of any literature ever. Because it's so funny. Just thinking about it makes me laugh. But anyway. Oh. And in the end, I just love the end of the chapter. Alice looks back, and the March Hare and the Mad Hatter are stuffing the Dormouse into the teapot. I just love that so much. Oh, calmness. Anyway. If you ask anybody in the world to draw a picture of the of the Mad Tea Party, they're probably going to be able to do it because they have that image in their mind. They have that meme in their mind. Unfortunately, that meme was put in their mind by that evil company that makes white people entertainment for white people and white people only, but other people should watch it to learn how to become a good white person. You know the company I'm talking about. So anyway, where am I going with this? Where I'm going with this is that people now have a very warped and wrong, incorrect understanding of what is happening at the Mad Tea Party. And this is reflected in this illustration on the cover of the book, because whoever did the illustration has never read the book and doesn't even know the story. So the illustration is the Mad Tea Party. We have Alice sitting at the head of a table, and then on this at the side there we've got the other three. Okay, and of course there's some stuff on the table, but it's none of the right stuff. It's all nice, clean teaware, where this tea party has been going on for who knows how long, and the table is trashed. That's the most important thing you need to know about this tea party. The table's trashed. And who's at the tea party? Right. We know it's the Hatter, the Dormouse, and who? The March Hare. So what did they draw on the cover of the book? And this is a detail. This is might seem like a nitpicky detail, but characters are characters. Okay? You would not confuse Dr. Spock from Star Trek with Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars. These are different characters. It's even different stories. But even you wouldn't mistake Dr. McCoy for Dr. Spock, even though they have the same color shirt and the same titles, regardless. So on the cover of the book, we have a drawing of Alice, not the Tenniel style, but the Evil Company style. And we've got the Mad Hatter, pretty much Evil Company style, but not a whole hell of a lot different than the Tenniel style. We've got the Dormouse, no problem. And then we have this rabbit. And the rabbit in the illustration is a white rabbit with big ears and pink eyes. And he's wearing a red jacket. And he's got white gloves. And he's sitting there at the table next to the Dormouse. And on the other side of the Dormouse is the Mad Hatter. Now, do you recognize the problem here? If you don't, it's only because you don't read enough Dodgson. But once I point it out, you'll go, oh yeah, that's right. How did I not remember that? Okay, that rabbit in the illustration is not the March Hare. That's the White Rabbit. The White Rabbit is also crucial to the story. After all, it's the White Rabbit that Alice follows when she goes down the rabbit hole, and that's why we say going down the rabbit hole, right? The White Rabbit is not the March Hare. These are two different characters. These are two different animals. These are two completely different people. So, yeah, you know, somebody said, can you draw us a picture of the Mad Tea Party? Wait, what's that part again? You know, it's one where Alice and the rabbit and that mouse and the Mad Hatter are, you know, oh, yeah, I know the one you mean. And then so somebody remembers that when they were a kid, they saw the Evil Company version of the story, the animated movie. And they said, oh yeah, the rabbit, he wears a red coat and he has a pocket watch and he runs around saying, oh, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. No, that's the White Rabbit. That is not the March Hare. Oh, Peppa, why are we surrounded by fools? Why are we surrounded by people who know nothing about literature? Why are we surrounded by people who don't know how much the hat costs? Oh, but I do love the March Hare. Yeah, in fact, if I was going to make a movie, a live-action movie of Alice in Wonderland, and, you know, set it in modern times, I think I would like to play the March Hare myself. Now, of course, some people would say, Tobe, no, obviously you're the Hatter. No. I think I could play off the Hatter a little bit better. But I know the people listening to this who who really, really know me are going, no, Toad wants to play the wombat. Because we like wombats, don't we, Peppa? Yes, wombats are so great. We love wombats, and my cat is flopping around here in the kitty business pit. Just like a wombat at noon. See, that's the thing that people don't know. Wombats are crepuscular. Wombats are crepuscular. And so they tend to doze off during the day. You know, they're really active at dawn. And they kind of just, hey, what happened to my background sound? Yeah, weird. That's the second time this has happened this week. What the hell's going on here? Anyway, wombats, crepuscular. They tend to sleep during the day. And this is why the dormouse is trying to sleep during the Mad Tea Party. Charles Dodgson was introduced to a wombat when he went to tea over at one of his colleagues' houses at when he was at the University of Oxford. And he saw this wonderful imported creature, the dormouse, which was really a wombat, and it didn't do anything. It just laid around and slept during the day. And that's the inspiration for the dormouse. We love the dormouse, don't we, Peppa? Peppa wants to be a dormouse. She was dormousing all day yesterday, just sleeping over there. Yeah, this is what happens. The cat is sleeping until I get up. Then I wake up and I eat my breakfast of pepperoni and waffles. And then we come down here and we start doing dubious goals committee. And so she walks over here and she flops. Then I have to pet her and do kitty business. And then after about 20 minutes of this, then she gets up, goes over there into the nap zone, and basically sleeps all day and all night until about midnight. And that's when you get up and say, give me some water. Then I have to pour water for the baby for the next 2 hours. Look at you. You're the fluffiest kitty. You're the fluffiest in fluff baby land. Oh.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
みんなここがどこだかわかるかな？そう、牧場に来たの。ウィケムトゥアファーム。
牧場に来たよ、牧場に来たよ。おいしいケーキを焼くためミルクをもらいに。
でもピピタン、ミルクってどの動物からもらえるのかな？
どれだろう、みんなはわかる？その通り、牛さんだね。いつか
牛さん、ミルクちょうだい。
おじさんのミルク絞ってみるかい？
牛さん、ミルクちょうだい。
あら、こんにちは、ポピタン、ピピタン。おいしいミルクあげちゃうわよ。
やったね。
ポピタン上手にできるかな。みんな一緒にポピタンを応援しよう。ポピタン頑張れ、ポピタン頑張れ、ポピタン頑張れ、ポピタン頑張れ、ポピタン頑張れ、ポピタン頑張れ。
もうすごいやつがこうやって無責任に期待してポピタン嫌になった。
ポピタン重圧に耐えきれなくて社会に対して拒絶反応が出る。
I know what boys like, I know what guys want, I know what
Yeah. Okay, so had to do some waitresses there. Not sure what got into me. Just touched with a little bit of madness. And what did we hear before that? What other song did I play? I can't even remember. It was only 5 minutes ago. Where's my brain? My brain is failing. Anyway, whatever the other song was, I'm sure you already knew what it was. And, my cat has returned. Hi. Yes, she jumped up a few minutes ago and she was wandering around and now she came back. And what are you going to do now? You're going to loaf right here if I stop petting you? Or are you going to turn into a cat loaf? Yeah, we got some cat loafers trying to form here. There it is. Yeah, tuck your other paw under. You only look like you have one foot sticking out the middle of your chest. Oh, do I have a one-footed cat? I have a one-footed cat loaf, that's for damn sure. Anyway, I'm still drinking lots of good tea. It's yummy. And I'm looking forward to what I'm going to eat today. Oh, Tub, do you mean what's for lunch? Oh, no, I do not. Because I'll have a very light lunch. Here in just about 10 or 15 minutes, I'm going to eat a very light lunch because tonight I'm going out to dinner with the emeritus and we're going to Frank's. Yeah. It's pizza night for our little toaster. It's super duper ultra great New York style pizza. I'm very happy about it. How long has it been? I think it's been 2 months. Maybe three. I don't remember. But yeah, once again, it's book club night. So me and my dad are going out to eat some pizza. What do you think about that, Peppa? I'm going to have pepperoni and black olive. And maybe we'll put on some other stuff, like maybe some green peppers or some mushrooms or something. You want to rub your face on the microphone? Rub your face on the microphone so everybody can hear it. She's not doing it. Come on, rub your face against the microphone. It's not gonna happen. Now the cat's licking my fingers as I'm holding it. Here, lick the microphone. Well, I guess she's not gonna do it. Anyway, you, my friends, have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, and I'm done.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.